Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
From verse 20, please be seated. This evening, let's have the team. We'll come back here. Let's have the team on the screen. Kingdom guaranteed blessing. If you were here on Sunday, you will hear me say that for every believer that really want to understand or that really want to enjoy God's prosperity, move from the realm of promises to covenant. The advancement of His kingdom has gone above promises, but not walk in covenant. This is the word of the Lord to the church this evening. Let's have this scripture. This is what the Lord said. God is telling you today, if your enemy can break, that means that His blessing to you is everlasting. This is the word of guarantee. It has never been said or be observed in the history of the earth. He said, this is what the Lord said. If you can break my covenant with the day. Have you ever seen any power that break the covenant with the day? When it's in the morning, you see the day. If you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and the night no longer come at the appointed time. Yes. Then my covenant with David, my servant, and my covenant with the Levite, who are priests ministering before me, can be broken. If you can break the covenant God has with the day, and you can break the covenant He has with the night, which means even the world operate by covenant. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying now? The word itself operated by covenant. No wonder they don't disappoint each other. When it's time for the sun to show up, sun show up. When it's time for the moon to show up at night, the moon show up, because they are all in covenant. This is what the Bible is saying. But as long as the sun keep coming and the moon keep coming, then nothing can break your blessing. What a guarantee. What a guarantee. See, what a guarantee. Oh my God, I love this. I love Bible. I love this Bible. So, when I see people who come to church without no Bible, why are you coming? You You want to come and see me? You can't see me. See God first. See God. See God. By human strength, there's a limit to what I can do. But when you look up to God, God supplies you with everything you need. God is saying from his word, the only way my covenant with you will not stand is if that power can stop my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, then they can be able to break the covenant I have with you. So for many of you that still, how am I sure that if I go into covenant, because obviously people will keep asking that question, how am I sure? How am I sure? He said to the disciples, he said, they came back from evangelism, from a mission trip. They were looking fresh and they were amazed. He said to them, he said, when I send you without pot, without purse, without food, you lack anything? Because the covenant is at work. The covenant is at work. The covenant is at work. They were so envious of a man who operates in covenant, Isaac now. And the people gang up one morning and said, oh boy, you need to leave our city. Not knowing that the city is getting blessed because of a man that operates under covenant. Living a life of covenant. Enjoying the benefit that the Father have planted. The guy said, all right, fine. You know why some of us are afraid to change location? Because we don't even know where we stand. We don't know our backing. We don't know who is backing us. We are not even sure. The guy left the city. He went to another place. And the Bible said this guy became more. When I mean more. In blessing, he was blessed beyond. And the news break out to them. As at this time, famine have hit them. Because even if you live in the village, if you operate in covenant, it breaks all the protocols. Even the America, people are running to go. Go and check documentary if they will show you those areas. But when they come to Africa, they video all the whole bad side of Africa. There are people sleeping on that bridge in America. They sleep at Walmart. There are people in America today, they only have Corolla. So when they close from work, they drive straight to Walmart. And there is a, you know, America is well developed. So there is a public bathroom, public toilet. So they enter the public bathroom, take a shower, freshen up. Their bag is in the boot. That one is even good. Some died under the bridge. But they will not show you all those parts. It's not about where you are. It's about what you are standing on. What are you standing on? There are people living in America, they are broke. Don't look at me like that. They are broke. You think it's only in Africa we have broke people? They are broke. Their credit card is in debit. They are broke. Debit. They can't go for loan because they have been blacklisted. But they're in America there. They will not show you that part. But when they come to Africa, they will go to Ajegunle, go to Mushi, Ojo Eleba, Osho, the other bridge. Osho is even fine now. They don't go there anymore. My 12. They would go to area like Okukumako. All those here are not by area. Iba. They will be showing all those areas. Don't get me wrong, if you live in those areas, I mean, you're amazing. But when they go to their country, they will be showing all the beautiful places for you to believe that our country is the number one. It's not about your location, it's about what are you standing on, what is holding you. The Bible said Isaac became so mighty, they went to him and said, "We are sorry, we have seen that God is truly with you. Please, sir, we are sorry." Because the covenant of the father to the children was speaking. Anytime God is about to release his blessing to Abraham, he said, "To you and to your descendant." What covenant is backing you that your children will enjoy after you? Some of us now, evil covenant with the key for our children. Say, God forbid. Some of us now, debt with the key for them. Hallelujah. If you can break the covenant I have, what a guarantee. This world put a strong, burning spirit in my bones. Put a strong burning spirit in my bow. And I have checked very carefully. No power can stop the moon. No, they can't stop it. No power can stop the sun not to shine. So as long as they can't stop the moon, they can't stop the sun, so they can't stop your glory. As long as they can't stop the moon, they can't stop the sun, they can't stop your prosperity. They can't stop it. Come on, they can't stop it. They can't stop it. Anytime they come before you, they try to inspire that noisy voice. Tell them, my friend, if you can stop the sound, you can stop the mood, then you have me. Of course they cannot. He said, "I am the Lord that giveth power." Help me, media. To get wealth. So wealth is about getting. Your fat check can make you a prosperous man. This is why when people who receive fat check, they are out of job for a few months, they are broke. There is something interesting in verse 17. Before we come back here, in verse 17. He said, "You may say to yourself, my power, the strength of my hand have produced this word for me." No man can ever, your hand can never give you the kind of word that will command people's attention. Your hand, not possible. "You may say to yourself," let me have it in King James Version, this one, only this one. In King James, thank you. "And thou said in thy heart," "my power and the mind of my hand have gotten me this word." It's an abomination. No man can say, "Oh, I got all of this word by my hand." It's not possible. There are wealth that is beyond your human getting. The one you get with your hand is the one you use to feed. He now went further. The next verse, he said, "Then now you remember, and you shall remember the Lord your God." Remember him when he comes to this area. Where you wake up in the morning, you are buying all the whole estate in Ajah assets. When it comes to this level, don't take the glory and say, I am. No way. You die young. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth by the establishment of his covenant. Wealth are not given on promises basic. Wealth are given on covenant basic. This is my calling. I can preach on this for 3 days, no problem. As long as you are meeting up with the times and condition. As long as you are meeting up with the terms and condition. And now, after getting the word, he said that ye may establish his covenant, which he swore to your father, as it is this day. So it means that it was not only sworn to your father, but you too are partaking to it as at that date. So you don't live by your father's covenant alone. You need to keep renewing it. You need to keep servicing the covenant by the terms and conditions that your father placed on the table. A great man in America grew up one morning. He inherited a business from the parents. He grew up one morning after paying tithe for a period of time. He woke up and said, "This tithe is getting too much. In fact, it's getting too much." He stopped paying tithe, not knowing that that was the covenant the parents have with God. He said, "No, this tithe, all of this tithe to church, no wonder this man of God is rich. It's too much." He stopped paying the tithe. From the day he stopped paying the tithe, the business stopped growing. Until he ran into bankruptcy. The devil can't put you out. Cannot pull you out from that depth. It's not possible. Let all the fasting and prayer warriors gather in America. They can't pull you out. One of the great men said, "Must I tell you the truth?" He said, "There is something your parents were doing before they transferred this business to you. Tithing." He said, "But the money were too much." He said, "Do you even have anyone now?" They say, "Go back." Because that was the terms and condition your parents had with the Lord. Every covenant have their own terms and condition. I will never be alive, for example, and they will say, "Oh, it is because there is no diesel or there is no something. That's why we are not holding service." I would rather sell anything I have to hold the service. It's my terms and condition. Sometimes your terms and condition might not be favorable to you now, but keep servicing your own part. Sometimes your terms and condition might look, you are the one that is paying your own part only. Where is God? Keep doing your own part. The guy went back to tithing. and business start over again from scratch. Today, you have all his product all around America. All his product around the world today by covenant tithing. By covenant tithing. There are people today, you know why they are down? Because God did it for them yesterday. And they kept quiet. They never returned back to God. When you are quiet, without returning the appreciation, without servicing the things of the covenant you have with God, everything will soon get quiet with you. Business will be quiet. Marriages will be quiet. Relationship will be quiet. You know what that means? When things are getting quiet with a man. Which means nobody is asking you, what are you selling? Nobody is asking you, what service can you do? I mean, what service can you render? No one. But when you are meeting with the things and condition, come on, man, you are just servicing the channel. You just keep servicing. If you keep using the toilet without flushing, what happens? You must service it. You must flush. You must flush it. You keep eating without brushing your teeth, what happens? People will run from you. Every covenant are built on terms and conditions. That is why it's only a few elites that make progress in the journey of life. They can do everything to maintain the terms and conditions. Go and meet a man who belongs to an occultic world. Preach the whole Bible to him. He will say, "You now leave that thing. Leave it first." Because he is tied to a certain altar, governed by terms and conditions. If he breaks any of those terms, he's gone. I've seen people come outside, come and make a vow before the Lord that you will see 50,000, they will come out. Don't go out, if you go to any church, never you leave your seat and stand before the Lord when you know you don't have that money to redeem the vow. You've just placed a curse upon yourself. I went for a program I know I don't have. Everybody stood up. Now let me remain. People, they look at me. They look them. You look me, I look you. I know I don't have. In their mind, they say, which kind of man is this? They look at me, I look at them. Because I know the consequence. And many of these people, they are the ones that have lured men to come and stand there. I remember many years ago, man of God, there is a church in Cape Town, I won't mention the name. The pastor have brothers in church, relatives. Anytime they call for money, if you call for $1 million, they will come. Before you even say, I need 50 people for 100,000 rand, they are there. All the time, they are there. So you that is sitting down, you see these brothers are already coming out. You too will come out now. You'll be motivated to come out. They are your brothers. Oh. Auntie Sherry Formula Boss. I think that was the only time I came out and never redeemed. Because before I could redeem, the cherry formula have exploded. Oh my God. We have seen things. We have seen things. Give God some clap of praise. Everywhere boss for inside church. They will call for seed 5 times in every service. And they always dress very well. The man of God is already aware. They are aware how many seed they will call. So come on. They are not doing transfer, they have cash. They'll drop it there. So you that is there, you will be pushed. And they will give testimony how they gave yesterday. God bless them. They just went out today. Something just happened. 2 million rand. Really? You withdraw your account and bring them. The glory to God. So that is why we must be very careful where we sow. We must be very careful. Many people sow on a wrong soil. Soil that killed the seed. For those that have sowed in this ministry, you can testify. You can testify. Somebody gave a tithe or an offering, as the case may be, to the church account. And that person said to me, I mean, this thing is like magic. I got to work on Monday. Look at, check my phone. They said they were giving me a brand new car, official brand new car. All this while he was outside, no client called him. The moment that person stepped into my office, where is the form to make this? Where is the form to make this payment? Where is the form? Can you send me the form? What is happening? Papa, I just came here. Since morning, nobody have called me. Because when you walk with a man who sow on a fatter soil, you eat the harvest with him. You enjoy the flow of the graves. I pray for you today, from my mouth to the ear of God, every seed that is dead in your life, every seed that is dead in your family, they are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. I said they are coming back to life. They are coming back to life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 11. 11. Please, media, give me the time I work with. Let's start from verse 6. Go to verse 7. Go to verse 7. He said, but it was your own eyes that you saw all these great things the Lord has done. Go to 8. Observe, therefore, all the commandments I am giving you today. So when you enter into covenant with God, the terms and conditions are the commandment. If you observe them, what happened? So that you may have the strength to go in. So there's one of the things the covenant do is it gives you empowerment. It gives you capacity. He give you strength and take over the land. They have taken the land from you before. But after this table of the covenant, you sitting with the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God is saying, I will empower you to go back to that land.
Amen.
Okay? That land you collected from my great-grandfather, I'm here. And anytime God wants to bless a man in the Bible, he first of all give that land.
So,
give that land. Give that land. That you are crossing to Jordan to possess it. Yes, the next one. The next one. He said, and so that you may live long in the land. So the covenant gives you longevity. You can't be operating in the covenant and the enemy come and take your life off. It's not possible. You see our fathers today in 82. They are still preaching the gospel. Meanwhile, there are fathers in village 62. They are already using walking stick. My PK, my PK, my PK. They are shaking. You would think they are 90. They are not 90. 58, they are already calling themselves elders. Meanwhile, when you walk in this kingdom, 58, you are still bouncing. Because God will preserve you by the virtue of covenant. 82 years old father will still go on his knee. Anytime he wants to minister, he will still go on his knee without anybody's support. You want to carry his Bible for him, we tell you no. You hold his Bible. By the virtue of covenant. He says, so that you may live long in the land. Not the one today is you are blessed and the enemy is after your life. When you operate in covenant, you are exempted from man's destruction. I'm not hearing that, amen.
Amen.
Now, that you may live long in the land the Lord has sworn to your father. Oh my God. To your forefather to give to them and their descendants. Land flowing with milk and honey. You can't walk in covenant and everything about your life is full with bitterness, disappointment, reproach, shame, delay. It's not possible. Just walk with God in covenant. You will see everything magneting you as you walk. When you walk with God in covenant, there is a new version of you that will emerge. And that version of you is attracted to any good things. Any good things. Any good things. There are people today in this land, they've never used their money to buy land. The same man, a house built in billions of naira, a young man built a house and gave him the key. He has never lived there one day. The house is there. Because when you live with covenant, when you live in covenant, all those things are not issue to you. That is why till tomorrow, there are some things people say, let's hold hand and pray. I say, what are you praying about? So this is what I say, no, that is not a prayer point. Leave it. Because I walk in covenant, I know what the Lord can do. For my God shall supply.
Hallelujah.
What are your needs? What are your needs? What are your needs? For my God shall supply. He didn't say pray. He said, for my God shall supply all my needs. He said, now, when you come before the Father, do not ask for all these things, for your heavenly Father know that you need these things. And the Bible says, for my God shall supply all my needs. So all my needs have been made known to the Father. All my needs have been made known to my Father. So why should I bother myself? All my need is aware of my illness. Is aware of my brokenness. Is aware of the affliction. Is aware. For my God shall supply all. Let's go back to that verse. Are we getting blessed already?
Yes, sir.
Oh, say from today.
From today.
I will walk in covenant.
I will walk in covenant.
I will walk in covenant. I will walk in covenant. There are people today that need to walk away from that realm of promises into that realm of covenant. What is then a covenant? Covenant is an agreement between two or more persons, sealed with an oath. That is why when they say a man and a woman have gone into covenant with an oath, they said they can never separate, except they have to go through process to break it, if it's possible. Because that has to do with their soul tie. Soul tie is one of the most dangerous things that could ever happen to people. When their souls are tied, this is why I said to young people, be very careful how many, if you are a young boy, be very careful how many ladies you sleep with. Because the moment you sleep with different ladies, your souls are tied with them. That is a topic for another day. It takes God and men who understand deliverance to be able to pull you out from that bondage. It's a bondage. Imagine men that have slept with 50 ladies. No wonder their life have never remained the same. Go and check them. I used to have guys then. These guys were so brilliant. We stay in the same flat together. The guy is handsome. Man, the guy is brilliant, he's handsome. All the youth coppers, they all went to serve together. There is no night. As a matter of fact, for those that I know that they were into womanizing then, their life is useless now. It's useless. But from the beginning, you will be enjoying it. But the end product of it, because there are things that seem right to men, but the end is destruction. To men, we are enjoying, we are catching cruise. When we say don't drink, you might argue that say it's not in the Bible. But the destruction of too much consumption of alcohol, will I be there with you? When your kidney is gone, will I be there? Don't smoke. They say, Pastor, show me where they for Bible. That is where we are now. That is what the world have turned into. But go and check online. The kidney or the liver of those who smoke and those who doesn't smoke, go and check the difference. You know, when you roast mama and a fresh one, although it's still breathing, but it's bringing a smoke, including the heat in the body. No wonder they die young. Even the producer says smokers are liable to die, but they are still smoking it. The producer of the cigarette, they put it there. So they are saying, if you take it and kill yourself, don't call us in court. You already are aware. But they are still making their money from it. Say evil addiction lead to destruction. Evil addiction lead to destruction. If they cannot stop their moon to shine, if they cannot stop their sun to shine, then nobody can stop your rising. I see somebody rising here today.
Amen.
I see man rising.
Amen.
I see women rising.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you rising.
Amen.
I see you rising. Let's have that scripture back. Yes, thank you. The next verse. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt. So when you walk in covenant, you can tell the difference. While others are being enslaved, you are taking dominion. While others are begging for food, you are just in charge. You are just in charge. You are just in charge. Why? Because you have sat on the table of the covenant. You have sat on the table of the covenant. You have sat on the table of the covenant. All the issues they saw in the land of Egypt, you are not permitted to experience it. The challenges the people went through in the land of Egypt, you are not permitted to smell any of it. Why? Because you are just operating in covenant. This evening, while you are there, think of how your life has been. Think about everything that have happened, that is happening in your family. Don't you think it's time for you to go into covenant with God? Think about all of these things that the enemy have done to you in the past. Think about the shame. Think about the rejection. Think about the humiliation. Don't you think it's time to enter into covenant? Talk to God. Talk to Him now. Don't you think it's time? 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 Come and talk to Him in the Spirit. Talk to Him in the Spirit. Talk to Him in the Spirit. Talk to me in the Spirit. Talk to Him 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 in the Spirit now. Come on, talk to Him in the Spirit. 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 Radida Gabadea, she coto 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 coto, eat it to him in the spirit. Redo calls Kundele Brada Yamaha, Ragadabala, Ye Brado calls Kundele Brada Yamaha, Redebele, he took up to him in the spirit. Talk 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 to Him in the Spirit. Zedele Bradokos Kunele Bado. Ye Bradokos Sunele Giriamaya. Yamana Mana Sunele Bradokos. Ye Bradokos Kunele Brada Yamana. Zedele Bradokos Kunele Brada Yamana. Talk to Him in the Spirit. 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 You need a blessing. 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 need a blessing. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Why do you need to get into a covenant with God? Proverbs 10:22. It said, the blessing of the Lord bring wealth, and he add no trouble to it. So the blessing of God brings wealth. The blessing of God bring wealth and no sorrow. No sorrow. The blessing of God giveth wealth and add no sorrow. This is why you need a blessing. This is why you need a blessing. This is why you need a blessing. This evening, remember, you don't pray for the blessing. You work for the blessing. You don't fast for the blessing. The blessing of God is what giveth wealth and prosperity. And the prosperity is about work. Is your works, your service, your service. For if thou shalt obey and serve me, and they shall live all their days in prosperity and in pleasure, in pleasure. In pleasure. If you today will obey and serve, then you shall live all your life in prosperity. You know, when I do some things around, people think, why this man like to throw money around? Let us assume God is to walk into this church now, which I know is here. Let us assume he's to walk in human form now. I'm sure many of you will put your shirt. Can I be a CEO? Abi? All right. For me, every time we gather here, in my small head, is my assumption that Jesus walking here. So I need to keep the place ready for him to walk in. That is why they said holiness is close. Holy. Sorry, cleanliness. Cleanliness. Cleanliness is close to holiness. Your path must be clean. You see, I deal with a whole lot of people here. If you are not clean, don't come close to me. If you are not clean, don't come close to me. I don't hate them. I'm trying to lay just kingdom principle for them to follow. It's a covenant I have with God that anywhere I am, anywhere people gather to worship, if it's my last cover, I will use it to beautify it. So that when people come, they see God. We don't struggle for Holy Spirit to manifest. We don't struggle for you to have, for you to feel His presence. The presence is here. It's here. All this bogo, bogo, bogo. We don't do that here. Because I understand the terms and conditions. That is why, by the grace of Almighty God, there has never been any case that have come in here that God have not attend to by His grace. And the other day I was telling the evangelist, I said, even if I'm not around, they said, somebody is dead. I will tell him what to do. I don't need to be here because I know God is here. But if you follow the terms and conditions I preach to you every day, you see God in action.
Hallelujah.
It's an activation. When you have a save now, you want to access your phone, there is a code. You are success. You are success. You are success. You are success. The scripture gave us a code to access everything we are looking for. He said the code is seek me first, my righteousness, and all of these things you are looking for. So that is an access code. It's an access code. It's an access code. Seek me. Seek me. Yeah? So if you want to get access code to the realm of possibility, then just seek God. Thank you, media. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things, others are dying for. This is the code, though. It's a code. It's a code. The code is seek. Seek his kingdom. So when you now find access to the kingdom, everything others are dying for. Some people are dying for car. Some people are dying for houses. Even if God gives you a mansion, you will not sleep more than one room. Or every other room is useless. Except you have people that don't want to sleep there. Even in that one room, you can't sleep more than one corner there. No matter how you turn, one place you will still wake up from. It's a code. It's a code. For you to walk in the realm of prosperity, it says obey and serve. Then you shall, the code will be open. The safe will be open. Then you will live all your life. All your life is a code. The code to prosperity is obey and serve. Then the strong room will be open. You will see currency, you will fear now. So everything in this kingdom have a code. The code is called terms and conditions. Let's rise.